in the last week you earned 5 out of a possible 6 points. So what's been going right?
You know what? We just we did it together as a team. There were no individuals out there that were trying to do it themselves. Everyone bought into the systems because we were short-staffed, and it was our first 3-3 of the weekend. You know, we just decided that enough was enough, apparently. And you know, when things are going well and everyone's pulling in the same direction, it's easier to get wins. So we did that. Obviously, the last game was tough. We were short-staffed, but to get a point out of that was huge.
You know, team president Bob McGinn was in the studio last week. He was talking about all the injuries, you know, little bumps and bruises, broken bones, broken thumbs. Just talk about, you know, I know you don't want to use that as an excuse, but talk about how difficult that's been to kind of set a lineup.
It's very difficult. I mean, if you look at the guys that we drafted, which we call our nucleus because we obviously a new team, those were the six that we would hope that would be in the lineup day in, day out. We've only had them together for a total of available for a total of 6 games at the same time, between call-ups, between injuries, between, you know, just being banged up a little bit. 6 times is the only number of games that they've all been in the lineup together. So it's tough. I mean, it's part of the professional ranks, you know, but it seemed like we got major injuries basically in 2 weeks. And the issue with that is we were only allowed to have 18 active players, and you can only have 3 on the IR. You know, so if you have 3 on the IR and 2 other guys are banged up, you can only have, you know, 17 players skating for you at the most, really. Which is tough. It just puts a lot more strain on guys that don't usually play those minutes. So it's not an excuse. It's part of it. But, you know, it does hurt, you know, putting guys in positions that they're not used to.
And I do know that, Sam, you know, it's been sort of a thing almost all year where in the third period you guys seem to fade a little bit or the other team, you know, scores a lot more goals. And is that partly attributed to the manpower issue?
I would say partly just because, you know, again, guys are a little tired. But we also, being a young team, we're not exactly sure how to close out games sometimes. You know, instead of bearing down and making a hard play and a smart play, we try and do something a little more fancy. You know, we're not playing percentages. We're not saying, oh, I know for a fact this is going to get out. We say, hey, this pass might work. If it does, it's another goal. Well, when you're up by a goal or 2 goals, you don't need that extra insurance goal. You just need to make sure you keep that lead. And that's, again, that's another thing that we're learning and that we did better this past weekend.
Seems like, again, we're talking with Ron O'Reilly, our Dogs head coach, Sam Fatorik. Seems like, Sam, a little, you know, some more roster moves. Seems like you've brought in a little bit more size in the last few weeks.
Well, yeah, our size got called up. You know, we have Michael Turner was up, Colin Murray was up. You know, those are Travis Armstrong's up. You know, those are all guys that are probably 6'3" and better. You know, and then we replaced them with smaller guys just because in the interim you have to get bodies. So yeah, we're looking for, you know, there's got to be size throughout the lineup. We're not going to have a huge team. We want to be a smaller, skilled puck possession team, but you have to balance that out with some size. So, you know, we're looking for that, you know, that balance and that depth throughout all 3 lines. The only way to do that is to make sure that when size goes, we bring some more size in.
Just a couple more questions. One of them is talk about the goalie play of James Kruger. You got him off, I think, waivers from Pensacola.
Yep.
And makes you look like a personnel expert, but he's been playing really well behind Ryan DeMello.
Yeah. You know, we wanted to have a battle for the number one job. You know, we brought Brandon Anderson in and had Andy and Mello playing for, you know, that number one spot. Obviously, with Brandon getting called up, we needed another guy, a solid guy. You know, Kruger played Dartmouth. You know, I'm from New England, so I did a lot of homework on him. Big guy, solid. You know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for guys who aren't just happy to be here, but they want to move to the next level. He's that type of guy. So he and Ryan have been playing back and forth, and it's been going well for us.
Since you mentioned Ivy League, I want to bring up this Massimo Lamacchia, who's one of our favorites. He's come into the studio a few times. He was he was out in the community as a big brother, big sister this week, and he's been really consistent recently. And talk about what Massimo's been bringing to the team.
A very smart player. You know, Hedy, he went to Brown, so that means he obviously has a brain in his skull, which is nice. But as far as hockey sense, he just seems to read the play very well, so he can help his teammates, you know, be successful. You know, and that's his best attribute. He's a great passer and just a guy that springs guys for their opportunities. Being a smaller guy, he sucks guys to him and then moves it before he gets hit, which is nice because it keeps him, you know, from getting injured a lot. So it's, you know, again, we're looking for that high hockey IQ, and he's got one for sure.
Okay, last question is, let's say you've beaten Macon, you've beaten Mississippi. Have you beaten Huntsville yet?
We have not.
Okay, and you're sort of your white whales coming in tomorrow night, coming in Friday night.
Yeah,
Knoxville. And again, is that something, is that bulletin board material at this point, Sam, where you want to beat Knoxville?
We want to beat everybody. In order to get into the playoffs, you have to beat everyone. In order to win a championship, you have to beat all the teams. So, you know, we're not going to make too much of it because they're a team like any other team. You know, they're going to be great sometimes and horrible other times. You know, we obviously hit them a lot at the beginning of the season when we were still getting our feet under us, obviously the first two games, you know, is a prime example of that. But we've had some really good games against them, just haven't been able to put the puck in the net. So we're going to play our game. We're going to get lots of pucks to the net and, you know, hopefully get a victory.
Well, just one last thing, hoping to have a big crowd. I know there was 4,000 in the arena last weekend for your game. And just talk about, you know, what that means when you've got a bigger crowd in there.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, if you play in some of the other buildings, it seems like it's a practice or a scrimmage because it's very empty. Our games are great. When they're loud, it's amazing. The atmosphere energizes the guys, you know, and it just gives them that little bit extra that they need to, you know, get the win at home or just to, you know, back check and stop them from scoring. It's a great building to play in when it's full, and it's one of those things that the guys on both our team and the other teams, you know, are really impressed with because it's a great recruiting tool for me. You know, if guys don't like playing here because they're getting cheered against, but when they're looking for an opportunity next year, they're going to come here because they like the fan support and they like the fact that it's loud. So it's huge for us.